I wanted to start with this Johnny Manziel party story, but I'm being told by the guys this could trump it. Mike Francesa's at it again.
Okay.
No, I think Roy's got you beat with the Francesa impression.
Roy just does a New York accent.
I'm trying to channel it. Yeah, Francesa
is... just did it like 10 minutes ago.
Do this. Hang on. Do the same accent you did, but try to have a fat tongue in your mouth to make it.
You think you can do it?
Well, guys, I got this new idea. I got this.
No, that's terrible.
I gotta hear it. Just do
typical New Yorker.
Hey, you know, guys, if you gotta do something, you gotta do something right. You know, I got this idea. You know, it's this thing. No one's ever done it before. It's called, fantasy sports.
What happened?
So Mike Francesa is talking yesterday, and apparently he's still into the legalization of gambling going on, and he's trying to come up with some ways that people can really capitalize. You know, there's a big market out there of people that would like to gamble on sports, but there just aren't enough avenues. So Mike Francesa, you know, decided to get creative on his show and try to come up with something that could entice people who were interested in gambling, not just on the games, but on specific players and what they could potentially do within a game. I promise you, you've never heard anything like this. Revolutionary idea. Here is Mike Francesa presenting the framework of his 100% original plan.
If I created a game for you that plays into your football or basketball or baseball expertise, and you could, for a $20 or $50 in total, have a chance to win big money based on how you play it, that will be an exciting play for you, okay? That will be a very exciting play for the average guy. And I think you can create something where the payoffs are not a dollar in a dream like the lottery, where the odds are you got a better chance of getting hit by lightning, but that if you have a skill, there will be a game. I could create 10 games in 15 minutes if they gave me 15 minutes to do it. And those games, if created properly, will be very enticing to the public.
All right. What's the bit here? You're pulling some prank on me.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
This is this from this week?
This is from yesterday.
This isn't from 30 years ago?
This is from yesterday. Mike Francesa, again, just hearing of the news that legalized gambling has happened in and around his area. It's coming closer and closer to everybody around the United States. But he's trying to come up with a new way to make money off of that proposition. Something you've never heard of, obviously. Something that would play on your baseball expertise.
There you go. That was better.
So Mike,
this
again.
Is WFAN.
This is WFAN.
He's number one in the biggest media capital in the world. He's number one.
Literally, he left the station and they were like, no, we need you so badly that after 2 months, they brought him back for a ridiculous amount of money. This is the guy anchoring the number one sports show in New York. Again, going on about his 100% original idea to bring you a new way to gamble on the weekends. Let him explain further.
Like, let's say I create a game where you get to pick five players tonight in the major leagues. Right? And if your five players, based on numeric totals, have better offensive numbers for the night than any other five players, you win
$50,000.
And the fee is $10 to get in. People will buy that. They'll play it like crazy. They will play it all night. And you can create different ones. You can create ones that pay $10,000, that pay $5,000. But if you give the average guy a chance to win $5,000 for his $10, it's going to do it.
I'm in. I'm sold.
I got this idea. What about every March we fill out a bracket like the teams do? I guarantee every office in America will be filling out these brackets.
People will buy it.
Don't you think?
Oh my god.
You get $10 a person? Don't you think?
What a freak.
And then the winner gets $50,000. Where'd he come up with $50,000 from?
Okay, FanDuel just tweeted, that's a good idea, Mike.
Seriously.
What the heck? I can't. It's embarrassing. I have no respect for New York sports fans anymore.
Let's say I create a game.
This guy's number one. This like, they clown can fall asleep on the air. He can be behind the times, this pompous, arrogant, I can talk for 5.5 hours every day. I don't need anyone. This attention whore. Are we still CBS? Wait, are they Intercom?
Well, they're the same company.
Oh.
Yeah, same company.
Yeah, we are.
FAN is Intercom?
Yep.
Yeah, the whole cluster.
But it's all the things you say are still true.
I didn't say anything. I don't mean.
All the things you said, Sean, are incredible.
Next story is audio from Johnny Manziel sitting down with Barstool Sports. And I guess he's doing like this comeback series. This is Johnny talking about his draft visit to the New England Patriots.
Yeah, so my first ever visit whenever we were going through the draft was in New England. Fly to Boston, go to a Patriot place, check into the hotel. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to walk over here to this grocery store. You know, I'm going to get some food. I'm going to get a nice bottle of wine. I'm just going to sit here and watch a movie, and I'm going to hang out. I get back to the room. I go to open the bottle of wine. I don't have a bottle opener. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have to do this. Old school. The second I did that, it sprayed like a bottle of champagne all over the room, the walls, the white bed. I remember calling EB and being like, you think the Patriots are going to get the report of what standing this room is in after the time I check out of here? After that failed attempt, I get a FaceTime from Gronk. And as I answer,
casual.
And he's like, I'm outside your hotel. And I'm like, well, that was quick. That escalated probably a little bit more than just having a bottle of wine in the hotel room.
That was Johnny Manziel and his visit. He was so petrified. The Patriots are paying for the room. Mm. The Patriots are playing for the dinner. He goes and buys a $70 bottle of wine. He was so paranoid over Belichick and, you know, the spying, the CIA over there. He was afraid to ask the hotel front office attendant for a wine opener. So he tried to open it himself. I wasn't aware wine could spray like champagne.
Could be sparkling wine.
Okay.
Right? Possible.
Okay.
But
what, nice bottle of red?
Well, it was sparkling red, potentially. I've not seen it, you know, spray like that. I will say he didn't want to ask them for a wine opener. Did he use a screwdriver?
Yeah.
Like did he drill a screw in there and then pull it out with some pliers?
Right.
Did he just bang it down?
Because I've done it plenty of times where I had to just bang the cork in the bottle.
In the bottle.
And then the problem is pouring it, and when the cork goes back up, and yeah. That can spray a little bit. A
little bit.
But I don't know how I would initiate that. That's with a corkscrew or an opener.
Right.
I don't know how you start uncorking it without either.
Without the corkscrew or the opener, like, seriously, you need to drill a screw into it and then pull it out with pliers.
Yeah.
Usually you don't carry a screwdriver and pliers with you on a trip.
Yeah. There's a shoe trick. Like, you, I don't remember how to do it. You like put it in your shoe and you could open it with your shoe.
I've seen that online. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I've seen that online.
It's for real. I have no idea how you do it, but like, go on YouTube. Yeah. Some guy can open wine with a shoe, teaches you how.
Not with the, but there's not an opener in the bottom.
No. Literally only his shoe. That's all he uses.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. I don't know how it works, but I don't know how it would spray.
Yeah.
I'm really at a loss there.
And then there's Gronk. Yo, I'm outside your hotel, man. Let's go.
Let's go.
It's down some. So he went and played beer pong with Gronk. Okay. Antonio Brown is crying again. Gosh, for such an amazing. I hate that this guy is driving me so crazy. He's been complaining over the past 2 weeks. For what?
Who knows? Who knows why he's complaining? Nobody knows why he's complaining. Do you know why?
No. You think you got drama with the Cowboys? It's nothing. Nothing compared to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
So, let's see. 2 weeks ago, he said he's getting no respect, and he goes off on these series of subtweets. Then last week, Antonio Brown goes after, let's see.
His head coach?
Bruce Arians, who he hasn't played with in like 6 years, and then his head coach. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it?
No.
And then now.
Well, Bruce Arians was like, you know, the offensive genius.
Yeah, you would think so. And then now he takes pot shots at the media and the fans for making him too popular.
Antonio Brown yesterday complaining about too much pressure and spotlight.
Guys, you know, I'm constantly under the pressure. I can't go nowhere and work out by myself.
fans come meet me at the field, you know, I can't do nothing normal. You know, you guys write about me every day, my mom, my kids here. So we have to deal with these type of things, you know. And I started to think to myself, am I really free? You know, I can't really express myself in this game. I can't really tell you guys how I feel. You guys make the pressure to put pressure on me all the time. Am I really free? You know, and I go to asking myself that.
Really?
In regards to taking away time from my kids and everything that's going on. So I had to get away to, you know, free my mind.
What did you learn from that process?
Well, I'm still under pressure. You know, you guys in my face asking me about not showing up to volunteer practice.
God, what a crybaby. Shut up.
Are you really free, Sean?
Shut up. Just stop playing. Stop playing. You want to show up to training camp every day in your Steeler Bugattis, and you want to dress the part, and you want to dance nonstop, but you want everyone to pay attention to your little end zone celebrations, and you are the best wide receiver in the National Football League. And, oh, Judge can't go anywhere. He can't do anything. Shut up. And Dez Bryant is the distraction. Dez Bryant's drama. Dez Bryant's a problem.
He's far too good to be this much of a pain in the butt. Like, that's what he is. He's a complete pain. And, you know,
Eva.
Julio, I would still pick number one if I had the choice of any wide receiver. I'm taking Julio Jones. For the other, and Julio's is been a little bit of a diva this offseason, too.
Quiet diva.
Yeah, very quiet diva. Nothing compared to this. The Steelers have the market cornered.
Yeah.
On complete divas with Ben, Bell, and Brown.
Lamar Jackson is apparently blowing. You got something on that, Roy?
Don't forget Martavis.
Martavis.
Well, he's,
oh, they, he's in Oakland. Him, they, yeah.
Yeah, that's your guy.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson is apparently blowing the Ravens away, still working on his accuracy, the playbook, and working under center. But in the open field, he's been a nightmare for the Ravens defense to deal with. Wideout Chris Moore, quote, every time he runs, I'm in awe because most people can't move that way. Just so you know, this year, he's going to make some plays for sure. Now, they're lining him up in other positions. Now, remember, Lamar said, I'm only a quarterback, but they want him out there on the field. So they've been lining him up in other positions. And C.J. Mosley, their linebacker, said once he gets out of the pocket, it's like watching a young Mike Vick. It's amazing to see. When you're defending him, you just have to act like you're tagging off. You don't want to be on the highlight reel. So Lamar Jackson getting praise there in Baltimore. LeSean McCoy says that Josh Allen is special. That's for sure. Quote, I got to be honest. He's pretty good, and I'm not a big fan of rookies. A lot of guys as rookies, they're not like him. He's good. He's smart. He has to learn, of course. He throws some passes probably shouldn't have been thrown, but other than that, he has a strong arm. He's very intelligent. He's too smart. I tell him sometimes we have conversations, and I say, easy. This is not like an exam. Just talk to me. You can say, yo. You can say, what's up? But at a talent level, he's going to be really good for a lot of years when he takes over. We took him early in the draft, so that's just common sense. But he's special. That's for sure. So Josh Allen getting praised by Shady.
I see now why the Buffalo sports radio guy quit his job, because he was going to look like a fool. Because
what's the story?
He said that if the Bills draft Josh Allen, he will quit. And a couple of weeks later, he found a new job and he quit.
He followed through with it?
He followed through. He left the radio industry, found a new career. I'm sure he would find a new career at where would he find a new career?
My computer career. Yeah. Thank you. I was looking at this text message from Brian Broadus when we were figuring out how to open a wine bottle. We should check this on the fan text. I guarantee you we have some strategies. How did Manziel try to open a wine bottle in his room without a wine opener? Broadus, ballpoint pen, screw in bottle, and try to pull out.
You could do that with, yeah. I mean, there's ways to do it. You got to get something in there though.
That's scouting.
That is scouting. That's meatball scouting. I like it.
Getting that bottle without any type of utensil. So there you go. And Josh Gordon says we have the best wide receiving core in the league. Just because of talent alone, we are not short on talent at that position at all. Look, I'm not going to argue it. Josh Gordon, Jarvis Landry. Everyone forgot about Corey Coleman. Corey Coleman had a nice start to his rookie season, and then I think he got hurt. But Josh Gordon saying, hey, I like our quarterbacks as well. Cleveland could be that exciting team that people are going to try to go ahead and pick, like the Titans a couple of years ago.